And then when mother came back with the money, she had typhus. There was an epidemic going in. I left so sick, she didn't know where she was. She couldn't even talk. She didn't know who was what. But she gave the money to my sister before she got to bed. She said, "Don't hide this somewhere. And don't give it to anybody. Because that's our living for the next, I don't know how, we didn't know how long we were going to live because we were in a very bad thing. So anyways, my sister thought the best place would be under mother's pillow. She put it in a little bag and put it under there. And they were in, silver, we called it Mejidia things, and stuck it, yes, coins, silver coins, big ones. Like the dollars we had, as big as the big dollars. So she stuck it in there, and she always thought she'd go and touch it, and it was there once in a while. And mother, we had to make soup and things like that for her to drink. She couldn't do anything else. We had to feed her. We sat at her head all day long, the two sisters. We never moved. But at night, or I don't know when, anyways, mother got well, and she said, "Where's the money?" And sister said, "Oh, it's under your pillow, Mom." We opened the bag, and it was some smooth little rocks. The auntie had taken it and fed her children. She used to make food, but she wouldn't give it to us. She'd fed her children. She had a son and a daughter. And she wouldn't, and the father was mother's, his mother and my grandmother's grandmother, let's see, his mother was my grandmother's aunt. This was the way we were related to them. And but this woman was his second wife, and she had these two children. And she used to feed them, and she wouldn't give us any. She used our money, cooked, and fed her children, but she wouldn't. We used to just want to eat some bread. These two girls, though, they always passed us some of their bread that they, it tasted so good. Oh, Dan, it was the most delicious thing. These little Arab pitas, you know, the pocket bread, that's what they, but it was much, much tastier than this. That's the way it was. So, anyways, mother got well, and she said, "We can't stay here. We have to go to Aleppo." And so she ran. She went out, and she found another boy with the donkey.
She was still sick, right?
She got well. We waited quite a while. She got well, but of course she was still very weak. She wanted to know what had happened, and we told her everything. That auntie cooked, but we never had the food. The children had it. So she says, "No place for us, let's go." So we got this donkey, and the boy put everything what we had on that.